A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh, yeah. It looks delish. And the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Y'all.
It was just someone slamming down the dumpster.
This is been, and that, you know what? This is how I feel about today, and I have one word about this episode.
What?
Do it.
Can't hear it?
No.
Boy, that was a fail.
You don't hear the toilet sound?
No, but whatever you plugged in isn't plugged in. This is bad. We should start over.
We're not starting over.
That was a disaster.
We keep it real. It was a disaster. I thought y'all could hear a toilet flush because this episode.
You just said turlet.
A turlet. It's been too many Ron.
Turlet.
Turlet. This episode was shit.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's not good.
But something's wrong with, because you should be able to remember you plug those, the sound effects aren't plugged into the same thing anymore.
Well, I did notice when I edited, you don't really hear them. They don't come through the mic. They kind of come through your speaker. So I think everything's fine. It just doesn't sound the same.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing to kill my joy.
Kill your fucking joy. I'm sorry. It's what I do.
I can barely hear that.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't hear them now.
Wonder why I could hear them before.
Y'all, this has been today.
No one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. Poodle's been all over the place. We had Instacart had to come before we start. It's been windy. He's freaked out. I didn't know if I was going to get him calmed down to even do this show today.
There's so much wind. My windows blew open last night. I had a friend die recently. And she was in my dreams. Ooh, Jesus be some CBD and
it's
vodka.
True. I know. I made him take CBD and do a drink. Let's jump into this show.
Do we have announcements? We should say.
We do because we just decided. We'll wait on that. But we've got our in our pay. This is on our free feed.
This is our free feed, so we should probably say it.
We don't have our theme song yet. We're going to do that later. We're getting to it.
Oh God, there's so many things. I need to do.
So y'all, you're just going to have to listen to our nice royalty free music we bought that I enjoy.
It's also hard to record when we're not together. To be honest,
it is
very hard.
We, We're also going to be doing, Poodle, why don't you make an announcement about our Bi-Curious episodes on our Gatreon?
Now, I know we say we're gonna do House of Ho, and we are still going to do it, but that's stopped now, so we don't need to...
it's not a rush.
Yeah. We're going to do Married at First Sight Australia.
Going down under, mainly because y'all have come at us.
You've come at us. And we're actually probably going to do an episode of the American one, too. But
yes,
everyone has told us, if you haven't seen, there's a couple episodes that have aired.
Season six of the Australia version.
That's airing on Lifetime. That it's absolutely like bedlam. And that's music to my ears.
It sounds great to us. So we're going to do that. And... we're hoping we might do that this weekend, y'all, because we literally just decided this before this show. So if the Bi-Curious is a few days late, just know if you're in the Patreon, it is coming. You're still going to get your once a month Bi-Curious. It just might be a few days late because we
want to
watch executive decision.
Maths.
We want to watch, yeah.
MAFSA.
I don't know if I can watch. I'm excited to watch, but I don't know if I can watch five episodes of Married at First Sight before tomorrow morning.
MAFSA.
Meow.
It sounds like something that Stephanie from Grand Rapids would say.
Grand Meowsa. Rapids. By the way, if you haven't listened to our interview with Linda from The Melanated Way, we had a great time with her. The first part of our interview is on our podcast, and the second part is, I believe, on her either podcast or YouTube feed, which are both free.
Yeah, some people said they couldn't find it. I think it might have been her YouTube.
I think it might have been her YouTube. I actually sent her a message asking. I haven't heard from her yet, but I will let
we
her know.
We had such a good time. She is a delight. She dropped tea like a hydrogen bomb on us.
Stephanie T. That's all we're going to say.
Rare Rapids.
That's all we're going to say, but it made us, it's a spoiler, but yeah. God, it made us so excited for this, the
and
rest of the season.
It's not about her having an OnlyFans because that's old news.
That's old news.
This is, and then she gives us a spoiler about Brandon's parents in the second half on
second
her.
Half. It was good, y'all.
It was a good tea. And we had a good time that I think it's really important to talk about, like, there needs to be a place for people like Linda who don't really go after people like we do.
Yeah, who's actually nice and talks. And
because we're not good people. we're not, that's not true. We're just kind of keeping it real. But Linda is a journalist and she knows she has to cultivate these sources with people. And
she sits on stuff for months before she tells people about it. And I thought, that's what Jake does too.
We would also never be able to do that. I would blab something right away.
Oh, come on.
I think as well, it's just great to hear a black woman's voice in the world talking about this subject because there's so many
issues. Who's not an American too.
Yeah, that's true. And when it comes to so many issues with black women on the show where she can say something about, you know, how some of the hate for, we especially talked about Ari and Binyam and how kind of Ari's colonial relationship with Binyam. And
she
we talked a lot about
Brittany
that.
Too.
Yeah.
But anyway, somebody's listening is going, what the fuck are they talking about? I want to hear about Summer House.
I want to hear about Carl and whether or not there's been speculation. I don't know. Did he get his ears pinned?
Oh, there's been speculation about that.
Yes, there's been speculation. Because he's like, he just looks different, and he may have gotten his ears pinned slightly. Now, I'm kind of fine with Carl's big ears. They don't bother me.
You like big ears on guys. You kind of think it's cute.
I kind of think it's somewhere. Cute. Yeah.
I haven't noticed. I'll look now. I think it's the look of sober. That's what I think it is.
Oh, he looks
I really
so
think it's
good.
That. You know what? I've always thought he was cute.
He does something to me.
But holy fuck. This season, he is like, whoa.
I know. Like,
and the way he acts now, I mean, like, oh my God.
It's really bad, y'all. If you don't think we're both that girl, we're both those girls.
Oh,
we're both. We know he's a player. We know he's a dog. We know it. But if he talked to us at a party, we're like, oh my God, Carl.
Y'all.
And you know what? You know you're that girl too. So just
we're
admit
all
it.
That girl. We're all mm-hmm. that girl. I mean, first of all, let's just, I know this sounds silly, but You can tell that, like, when Carl gets up and he's making his bed.
I wrote that down. I actually made a note of that too.
That's so attractive to me.
I really need to get laid, because when he was making his bed, I'm like, that's what I want. A man who makes his bed, because I don't like making my bed.
You don't. You know what I think all the things point to? He doesn't actually say it, which is fine. That's his privacy. I'm about 99% positive that Carl is like in AA or in the program, just because a lot of the things he's doing and saying, and that's a thing, like,
oh,
when you're in the program, structure. It's like, get up, make your bed, create structure, create order, have a habit. And
Andy Cohen's friend, like, maybe don't bring that AA stuff in here.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Like,
he's like, please don't say the word AA together. Y'all, some people have problems with AA, but it's helped millions and millions of people. So if you are struggling with addiction, why not try it? Why not? Right. It might not be for you, but I mean,
there are other paths to recovery as well.
Nikki Glaser read that book. She tried AA, and she talks about it on Ginger Whiskey podcast. She just stopped.
The biggest
drinking.
Problem with people with that people have with AA usually is a lot of times the higher power nature of it, and the God aspect.
And some people don't really feel like, why do I need to go and make amends to all these people that in my past, that's too triggering. So anyway, it's. Yeah. Try it. I always used to tell clients, go to 3 meetings. If you don't like it after 3 meetings, then go try something else. But Carl, I think, is in it. But so he's already hot making the bed, whereas it's like Carl got hotter, and it's like there's only enough hot in the house. And so if Carl gets hotter, then suddenly Luke, who is normally really hot, has to get fucking disgusting looking.
It's so interesting, because I'd said that on last week's that I didn't think he was that cute, and I think I was only thinking what I've seen this season. I saw photos of his modeling shoots. He's gorgeous on camera, absolutely gorgeous.
He's a model. He has Ethan Plathville face, who looks cute on camera on the show, but then when Micah looks cute on the show, but then when he models, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah. And it's just, I just don't like him, that aspect of it.
Y'all, but
when I
smells.
Saw his modeling photos, I was just like, fuck, you're gorgeous.
Y'all, he smells real bad.
What do you think? Like, the BO? I don't know. I think he puts so much cologne on, you would never smell him.
Really? I don't know. Now, what? I want to look. What is this? What is this Instagram of you, Luke? What is this, Luke? Luke, you?
No, I Googled his, like, modeling portfolio, because someone Insta shot it to me. When they're like, you don't think Luke is hot? Look at this bitch. Basically, all of our listeners, when they have a problem with something I say, send me stuff on social media, which I am fine with, y'all. We say come at us.
We do say come at us.
What I don't love is in a public forum like Twitter or our Facebook group to basically challenge us of something we've said on the podcast. That's not coming at us. That's inviting either to shame us or something. And you know, I swear to God, I will talk to you anyway I can if you're going to DM me or Insta message me. You come at me all you want, but in a public forum, if you're trying to create some kind of comment, I'm not interested. But I'd love to hear from you. Why are you so quiet?
Because I'm looking at Luke's modeling pictures, and oh my
God. Aren't they
God.
Ridiculous?
He is. He's a Calvin Klein, like, Abercrombie model. Wow, that's crazy. Models, who knew?
Yeah, the modeling stuff, it doesn't even look like him.
And you know, and Sierra said something about modeling. She said modeling, she's like, it is harder than you think. It's hard to find your angles. Is that a real thing? Come at me, because I want to know what my angles are. Because I have
like one.
You have Poodle found his angle.
And it's usually on all fours.
Butt up.
Uh-huh.
I want to know how to find my angle.
Looking back, going.
I wish it wasn't COVID right now, and we would go take a modeling class and record that shit.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be funny.
Can you see me trying to model or trying to monologue?
You would be so self-absorbed. It would be like...
I stomp around like a Clydesdale when I walk.
It would be like Narcissus is born again. Narcissi.
Narcissi, yes. So Luke, we saw this before, but Luke has been doing double duty texting both Sierra and Hannah.
Yes.
And
y'all, it's in the receipts.
And I want to just say, this is such a bad idea for any guy to think that girls won't talk.
It's the dumbest idea.
Yeah, it's just especially stupid.
Especially women who are living together.
Right.
In the same house.
That's like, what do you think? Chutzpah.
You think they're not... It's just...
It brings me to a point that I like to say all the time is... Straight white men don't have to be interesting. They don't have to get a personality. They don't, because the world's going to give them everything anyway.
Luke doesn't have much of a personality.
And he doesn't have to think a lot. He can kind of get accolades from people, like we're saying, oh, you're hot, by kind of being quasi-charming and being quasi-quirky. But nothing really commits to either way. But I will say,
unless you're Alan from Labor of Love, who completely blew our mind.
Oh, he's a different kind of straight guy. That he's not even the same. Not even the same universe.
I need to not bring him up right now to you in quarantine.
Yeah, you don't need. I'm gonna have to go on. Piano Cats just had another thought about Alan. Piano Cats just gonna be seeing like poetry, and that's gonna be it. Meow. But like even someone like Kyle, I'm not really into him. He kind of annoys me, but I think he's a good guy and he's funny and he's quirky.
Yeah.
And even Carl has a personality, even though he's douchey. But
his mom calls him Carlo. So is he Latin or?
No, I don't. Did his mom call him that? No,
yeah.
His name is Radke. No, he's not Latin.
But I didn't know she did call him Carlos.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
I don't know if that's right. I don't know. He's from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That thing is making your picture go up and down. Every time you touch it, it makes it go up and down.
I hit it. It's fine. I have my computer on a stand. It's fine. It jiggles a little bit. It's fine. Not everybody can do a podcast in their bunker.
Underneath my bunk bed, as someone said.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm doing this under my ladder desk because I'm trying to save space. I'm in a bunk bed.
I'm going to get you a little rod with a microphone on it so you don't have to bend over or hunch over. It really helps.
I don't bend over that often these days. So
it's true.
But what I was saying is, you guys, and this, I want to reiterate, and if you're a straight male sissy out there listening, if you're listening to us, you probably have some kind of personality. But know this, that's why you meet these straight white guys, a lot of straight guys in general. You don't have to have a personality. You don't have to develop one.
But when you do, like my brother's a nice looking guy. My brother's very overweight. He's been, I'm going to make a point. He's been overweight his whole life. And so he has game like no other. Women flock to him. And one of his...
Because he's had to learn that.
Well, can I finish my thought?
Yes!
Jesus. Sorry. One of his... He has a friend... This kid he went to high school with was a very good looking guy. One of the best looking guys in class. And he was like, Mar... He's like... That's what they call him. They said, Mar, I don't understand. How do you get all the girls? I mean, you're super fat. And my brother looked at me and said... Maybe I'm not an asshole and I actually try to make them laugh, dickweed.
Yeah.
And it is, that's what I was going to say, well, which you completely ruined was the point of that is my brother had to try and develop a personality.
I think
so, guys, if you want some ladies to love you, be funny, be interesting, get a personality.
But what I said was straight men don't have to get one. That's the thing. You don't have to.
No. Good looking straight men.
That's true. Good looking straight men.
Straight men.
Don't have to try.
They don't have to try.
I agree with that.
It's true.
That's why when you meet someone and you're like, wait, they're boring and they're really hot. There's a reason they've never had to work for it.
Which is why Hannah and Luke don't make a good couple. Ugh, because
the worst.
Oh, come on. What? Come on.
I want to know, do you think he, let's be specific about this. Do you think he thought they were really dating?
No.
And I agree. And I don't even know if she thought they were. I think that's been rewritten in her head in a way. Because
he did want her to go to Minnesota and meet her family. And that was the big deal, is that she was going to go meet his family in Minnesota.
Well, obviously, he invites other girls who he's not dating at the time to go to Minnesota.
I do think she thought more they were dating. Luke wants accessories. He wants women like accessories in his life. I don't think he wants to commit to any of. I'm not saying that he looks down on them as like not as humans, but I just also think he thinks, well, if I keep it casual and if I never say the words we're dating, my actions don't have to match the word. I can act the way I want.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's that he's got some kind of romanticized version of how his perfect woman is going to be. And he believes there's one.
He does. I agree with that.
And I think that all other women are aspects for him to dally around with and fuck around with until he finds that woman. And all the other women become friends. And that, so I don't even know if it's accessories, but I understand what you're saying. I think it's very, he is quickly to put all other women, because he can put them in the friend zone, but he doesn't understand that they can't do that.
Yes. Yes.
He's not a good guy, y'all. This is a dangerous, not dangerous, like he's going to do something for you.
He's not a sociopath like Hannah calls him.
No.
Now, this is like a sociopathic tendency to not really have. Luke doesn't seem to have a lot of empathy for other people and what they're going through.
Right.
Whereas like Kyle
is all empathy.
He is, but at the same time, he cannot have empathy for someone because he can't get past his own hurt.
Right.
It's like Luke never even gets there. He just is like, what? Does not compute.
Yeah. Strangely, Carl is the most kind of emotionally whole person in the house.
Oh, it's going to get even hotter too, because y'all, when you're in the fucking program and you're getting sober and you're doing well at it, God, if he got the next thing he just needs is a 401k and good health insurance, and I'm gooshing out my pants.
I'm already there, unfortunately, but I like bad boys. So,
but he's not, that's it. I don't, and he's not a bad boy anymore.
Let me have
it. He's not. You know what? I will not let you. I will not let you lie to yourself, Poodle. If you want a bad boy, then that's Luke.
You know what? You're exactly right. I do not. Past like 35, I'm done with bad boys. Yeah. I am over them. I know 35 is late to be done with bad boys.
It
assholes.
Is, but we're gay men. To me, a bad boy is somebody who doesn't have health insurance. And that, not bad as in hot, as bad as in that's bad. That's scary.
What if
you have a kidney stone? What are you going to do?
let's talk about this. I think Luke definitely led Hannah on. That I'm sure of.
Oh, for sure. Even when they're playing tennis today, he acted like nothing happened.
He will have plausible deniability about what he thinks. He's like, well, I never really told her. We never slept together because I thought she'd get too attached. So, but in a way, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's keeping her super close because it makes him feel good.
No, that's what it gives him worth. That's what I meant, like women like accessories. It's like the more bling he has.
That makes sense.
And I actually think it goes on with what you're saying. I agree with you what you're saying. I think he keeps these women around him because he doesn't have a connection with one person that actually gives him this feeling.
Right.
So it's like he collects them all. He does look really fucking hot, except for this fucking beard, which thank God he shaved.
He shaved
but
it.
He looks really hot playing tennis.
I liked it when Paige, his body is unbelievable. Paige says, it's like he wants to be ugly.
It is.
I will say, you know, we're kind of new to this show, but I enjoy the sound bites we get from Paige more than almost any sound
More than almost anyone. So for instance, like, so Paige and Amanda are talking in the pool, and she's like, she's basically saying, like, they're talking about how Hannah really overreacted and kind of, not overreacted, but basically
she overdid it with Sierra. Over
underacted, as if Sierra was not a big deal to her. And Paige is like, come on, no matter if you're into someone, you're always going to have that little stab in the gut. And so Paige, we kind of get a hint that Paige, she's like, I want to know about Luke and Paige's history. Insert a noir theme of detective. Yep. We're going to have
this
Paige,
episode the PI. Should be subtitled True Detective instead of Let the Good Times Roll, which I don't know. It was called Let the Good Times Roll because of roller skating. I will say Bravo needs to step up their name game of their episodes.
You know, TLC is pretty, Matt Sharp is pretty good about it. I have to say Matt Sharp is pretty good, but this was not good. Like fear and Lesbos in Las
fear
Vegas
and Lambos in Las Vegas from
Lambos. I said Lesbos. I'm so sorry, lesbians. I'm so sorry, lesbians. I'm so sorry. I'm going to say Lambos.
Lesbos is an island in the Aegean Sea.
Sorry, please don't be offended. I didn't mean
fear either. And Lambos in Las Vegas. Yes, all these are plays on words. This was just let the good times roll. You know, get it?
Because
roller skating.
Mr. Cohen, I picked this because they're rolling in the roller skate. I thought it'd be great to bring out the roller skate theme.
That's his gay intern.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Thanks. Oh, okay.
Don't look at my wonky eye.
Whoa. Can we smoke pot and you can suck my fat dick? I haven't trimmed my bush in 10 years. Oh.
We're not very sympathetic to Andy Cohen here.
In fact,
I read him for filth on the last couple
episodes
on
Sweet
of Southern
Tea,
Charm.
Which people are wanting us to watch this
kind
secret
words.
Thing.
Thank you for your kind words about
apparently shit
Andy.
Dropped on this Sweet Tea, this latest Southern Charm thing. I haven't watched
it
yet.
Do we do like a 20-minute thing about it?
Maybe we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll end up having to do something.
Fuck me.
Fine. Y'all just don't want us to have a fucking life. No. I guess my dad's just going to have to sit in his shitty diaper so I can watch Andy Cohen.
I don't sleep anymore. And now there's some fucking fire trucks going by.
And don't pull
over. God bless. God bless.
God bless. Y'all. So Carl's mom is getting married and Carl can't be there. He's talking to his mom and he's saying that he hasn't drank a lot.
It's so loud.
What? Oh, you can't hear it now.
Okay.
You can't hear it all. He's saying that he hasn't drank a lot. And this is another thing that makes me leads me to believe that he's in a program, which is great, where he says he's got basically he says he's got a game plan and things in place to support him. That is very, very AA. So I'm just glad that Carl, I wish he would say what he was in so other people could maybe take stock in that. But
he might not be able to, like, just because it's...
Oh,
because
it's AA, because it's anonymous, maybe.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm like, the second part of that is anonymous.
No, it's true. Boy, I would tell everybody I'm in AA.
You but would. Anyway,
I would.
But I think I think he probably could say a program, but I think it's perfectly fine for him not to say anything because he doesn't owe anyone that.
I've been to AA meetings. I had to for my degree. I went to like three. And then one, they're like, do you have a best friend who drinks vodka a lot and yells at people? Do they often get drunk, blackout, and fuck many men at the same time?
And you answered no.
And I said, No. I'm teasing. As he takes a swig of vodka.
Good luck trying to fix me, AA. Good luck.
Oh, good luck. So Carl's mom's getting married, and they kind of set up they're going to watch it live.
I want to say that this has been a subplot of all five seasons. That Carl has been, he doesn't really blame it, but he basically says, because of my mom's divorce and because of infidelity and stuff like that in my family, and kind of the instability of his family unit is what led him to drink, party, kind of that idea. And this seems like a turning point because
it does.
She just got divorced and all of the mess from the divorce would really kind of like just send him in a spiral. Now she's getting remarried again.
I guarantee you, he's going to get sober and he's going to stop working for Kyle.
Let's hope so.
I think he's going to do his own thing. I think he's going to realize he doesn't want to do it. That's what I think.
I think he. Sorry, now people are blowing their horns.
I can't hear anything.
I'm glad. But no, I think
we really need to put you in like a fallout shelter to do this podcast.
I need to be in one of those sensory deprivation tanks.
Just you're actually in a in a glass bubble that's 40 feet under the ocean.
Oh, that sounds like heaven. Oh my God.
Have you ever done those sensory deprivation tanks where you go and just float?
I would love them. I've not done one. I would love it.
I bet you could do them in COVID because it's by you're not with other people.
I would love that. I need to look that up.
I want you to look into that, please.
People say like you go inside yourself in like a weird way.
I want you to do that. Kyle did it. He liked it. So, yes. So she's been a subplot. And so now it's kind of, she met this guy named Lou. Carl really likes her. He can't be there because of COVID. And they're going to watch it live from the house. But that's when she calls him. She hangs the phone. She's like, okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye, Carlos.
I guess she said that. I'm just saying his name is Radke, which I think is like Eastern European or something. But it's not Latin. You can look it up if you want. Remember, sometimes you hear things that aren't really real.
Maybe. All right, y'all. Now it's time for
Paige DeSorbo.
Amateur detective. It was a hot day on the pool. I decided to ask Sierra, find out the real beef, the real truth, the real deal, diamond deal, you see? So I approached the subject. I'm pumping her for info, getting the real skinny, if you know what I mean. Like me, I'm skinny.
What? Was he getting bad?
So she's like, she basically says, we should always do that.
I am all about Paige DeSorbo, PI.
Yeah, amateur detective.
Amateur detective.
So she's like, so when did you meet? And they're like, they met on a shoot. They met on a modeling shoot. Because of course. So she's been to Minnesota. She's met the whole family.
She said, I met his mom, his dad, his sisters, his cousins, his brothers, his whatever.
And she met, and she, of course, she hooked up with him. And she's like, was it good? And she's like, I don't want to give up on anybody's sex game. She's like, me either, but I do.
Me? That was the best quote. She was like, what? She actually said.
She's like, I don't either. I don't want to talk about that, but I do.
I do. But I also, that's what she said. She said, no, me either, but I also do. It's the fact that she said also do.
So
she doesn't tell her on camera. We kind of later found out when Paige is talking to Hannah that the sex was good.
He has a creative mind.
Looks good in bed. I'll give him that. It's a fine dick, but he's good in bed.
It's an okay dick, but he knows he's passionate. He's connected to that part of himself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of himself he's disconnected from.
Yeah.
He ghosted her. He basically ghosted Sierra after that, which is very typical for Luke because he lives in his own world where he writes all the rules.
Yes.
But they reconnected and she's like, I don't know, this could work. Who knows?
She's like, she thinks he's a good guy still and that he has a lot of qualities. And she said even last summer, they were like, they should have called this episode like something like, I know that you FaceTimed last summer.
Right.
Now, let us make up the names of these episodes, Bravo.
I know who you FaceTimed last summer.
That's perfect. That's what they should have named this episode.
I will say, Mother Poodle, I will say the flaw in the logic argument of Luke runs out here. Because if he and Hannah are just friends, why wouldn't he tell her about this great girl, Sierra, who he had known?
Y'all, we're just going to take a little quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So the next thing, in the page spills her recon that she gets from Sierra to Hannah. And Hannah's like, oh my God. She has, that was when we were talking. We were totally dating.
I do agree with you that I think everything Hannah is saying about Luke is true, but I think she is kind of exacerbating it in the replay of her mind.
Yeah, exacerbating.
I think there's something to, What did I say?
You combined you said exacerbating. Like masturbating and exacerbating. It's also your tongue. Your tongue is so large,
you know what?
And just trying to put it in your mouth and wrangle
like
your tongue.
I kind of like that. It's like, what did you say the other day? You combined and I really enjoyed it.
What did I say?
God damn, we should remember our new words. Anyway.
Riveting.
You know what? One of our sissies came at me.
She has shirts that says riveting.
Did you see the comment where the sissy said, or wait, maybe she messaged me on Instagram, but she basically said, my husband was telling a story at dinner and I was totally lost in his story and without even thinking, I just went, riveting. And he just looked at me like mouth agape and I went, oh wait, wrong room. Y'all don't say
no,
that to
you. I can't be a bitch all the time.
Don't say that to your significant other.
Y'all, the podcast world is a make-believe world.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time and we are shady bitches to one another.
And we're also not fucking. You would not say that probably to your partner.
No. I don't know, I would. But if it's something, I would go riveting.
Yeah. Riveting. Anyway, so good for you. So anyway, so Hannah is, I think Hannah likes Luke more than she wants to say too.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
Like, I think she's really, really into him and she's trying to act casual and cool about it when instead she really fucking is into him. That's what I think.
Because he's doing exactly what her kryptonite is. He's getting really close to her and then pulls away, which makes her want him more.
And then when he pulls away, it's like, don't be clingy. What do you mean? We're not dating, which is what a lot of fucking guys do. And it's embarrassing to
exactly.
them. Anyway, there's some other little stuff. Lindsay is upset that Steven's working. That's all we really need to know about that. That's going to kind of come to a head, I think, next episode.
Yeah, that's the other big...
I like how she was saying, yeah, he's in the travel business and it's completely falling apart right now and it's completely in shutters and all these people lost their job and he's doing the job of 40 people. But why can't he hang out with me?
I really don't like her. I know that I think she just is, if it doesn't belong to her person or what she's doing in the moment, she doesn't give a fuck.
She's pretty self-involved.
I have a really hard time being kind of, let's say I have a hard time getting into her world because I just don't care.
No, that's true.
In life, I'm sure she's less than she is on the show.
Did you see that list?
You're right. I'm trying to be nice because I would dread every moment I spent with her if I was in her life.
I don't think I would like it. No, I don't think I would like it.
I would dread every time I would see her because I have very low tolerance for people like that. Very low.
Carl toasting his mother at her wedding made me flood. Like I almost spit my hand and just did it. I gooshed. Oh, also, y'all, the person that is renting them this house needs to fucking fix this oven.
That like, poor man had to take apart that oven.
I know, but just get a new oven. Maybe it made it hard because of COVID, but
they need to get a new
long.
Oven. It pissed me off too.
Really bothered me.
The fact that this is on a network show and they could not get a new oven in there, but yet they had a whole skating rink put in.
Yeah, I think because Poodle. Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, I think we take issue with it because Poodle and I's parents both have worked in like real estate and renting homes. And so my father, would your parents ever let that happen? One of their rentals?
No, especially if it was on a national television show.
Yeah, we're coming for you, landlord.
Well, the fact that they had someone bring their own skating rink. Like, these are things, these are like Versailles things that you have in a palace, but their oven is broke.
But you can't go to Best Buy and get an oven.
Right. Or it's like, yes, when are the ostriches farms coming? When are the people who feed us gold nuggets come? It's very, I don't it's know, very Versailles.
Shall we heat them up in these toaster ovens?
It's like they have to use these toaster shit ovens, but I don't get it. I don't think I get the Bravo world. I don't get the things that are dramatic don't feel high stakes to me.
You know, I like this show, but it's not the same as TLC Matt Sharp shows.
No.
To me. It really isn't.
It's
I
very
like it,
much but... a Bravo show.
Yeah, it
And it's a broad, this is very different season for them because they're not able to go back home and they're not able to kind of take the drama of the week and bring it back and then they're letting go. I have a feeling that this, yes, it's going to be like a crucible. They're all in there together, but part of it was them wanting to blow off steam. This is just not going to be that. So now it's going to be a different, it's going to be much more like the real world where they're having to be there with one another.
Carl talking about his brother and wanting to make amends with his brother again. Bro, I just want to hug that man. Just want to. Y'all, so I think this is another thing. His brother's been in and out of jail. His brother struggled with mental illness and addiction.
And addiction, yeah.
So,
runs in families.
Which probably means that to me, I mean, sadly, hopefully it's hopefully not meth, but it probably is because that's what's gripping a lot of families. And so, but now that Carl is sober. He wants to rectify his relationship. I don't know if that's the best thing, actually, when you're kind of working on your sobriety to have a relationship with someone who's not sober. It's not always the best thing for you or for them.
You know, I just figured it out. I think if you just put your tongue in a thinner place that's forward, it wouldn't be so horizontal and you wouldn't have as many problems with your L's. I'm sorry, it's what I do. We'll work on your speech when we have some time.
What happened to CeeLo? That was a good song.
Well, he was on The Voice and had a fucking cockatoo on his shoulder for a while.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He actually had a cockatoo?
Yes, during interviews, a cockatoo sat on his shoulder. It was quite interesting.
Good for him. All right. So
anyway.
So anyway, we get to Lindsay and Luke, and Lindsay kind of is talking to Luke, and she's basically like, "Were you dating?
What's the deal with Hannah?
What's the deal? What's the deal with Hannah? What's the deal with Ciara?" And Luke says he has always been interested in both of them. And she's like, "Is Hannah out of that question?" He's like, "I don't know, but Ciara's a babe, and Hannah and I have this strong connection."
Yeah, it's just like, fuck
and I'm finally
you.
Over my ex.
Fuck you, because we're all gonna wait for you to decide
wait
who you want to be with.
Yes, exactly.
Fuck anyway. This. I have time's fucking up for this kind of behavior, especially on television. I'm fucking over this. I'm over men stringing women along or men stringing men along. I don't care. It's fucking straight male privilege out the ass. I'm done with it.
Although gay guys act like this too.
That's what I'm saying. You're exactly right. I said men stringing men along. Yeah. It's just men in general.
Men are horrible. We're disgusting.
Wait, do I string people along?
Yes, you do.
No,
you ghost
I don't,
people and
I don't,
you tell them you're going to call them and you don't.
Maybe I hate in other people what I hate in myself.
You've said this is the third time you've said this in the last 2 weeks of the podcast. So you might want to process that.
You know what? I'm working my way through things.
Yeah.
So he's torn between two lovers, but not feeling like a fool. And so Perry calls Paige.
Hot.
He is cute.
He is cute. He's got a nice dick, y'all.
And she's like, so I may have forgotten that I had a boyfriend.
She's like, I got it. This is where you
because
can tell.
She felt
y'all-
smothered.
It's not going to work out. If you're excited to get away from me, he's like, she said, hey, was always on me and like loving me and like telling
not
me
work out.
And kissing me.
Gonna,
and I was just like, ugh, get off. You're wrinkling my Versace dress.
As Rodney from Marrying Millions would say, That's not gonna work out.
That's not gonna work out. I'm gonna talk to my parents.
My parents.
I'm about to push her in that pool.
I have been talking like Rodney.
I know.
Rodney.
Let's talk about this roller skating party. So they're all dressed up for the roller. Thank God Luke finally shaves. And now I do enjoy that Luke is not wearing a shirt at all this season. I'm here for
know.
That.
No, me too.
Y'all, he I bet his body, cut. When his body is pummeling you, I bet it feels like a you freight can, train just going back and
you
forth.
You can just see the ripples. It's yes. like fucking marble.
Can you imagine putting
marble.
Your hand, the hand, yeah, it's like Michelangelo's David. Can yeah. you imagine like putting your
with
arms.
With a bigger penis. And just yeah. touching his like triceps, grabbing onto the triceps
while he's just like digging in you, just heena, and you're going, oh,
that's the sound you make. Oh, you're grabbing on to those handlebars and just ooh. Ride, holding on for dear life.
I would watch that OnlyFans if Luke made one.
So the other roller skating, there's not a lot to say. They're falling out. Carl is remarkably good because
that is,
of course he is, because he got chicks that way.
Y'all, but Carl dancing and moonwalking and roller skates, again.
I had to excuse myself to an interior room.
I was speechless. My mouth was agape. He is so fucking hot this season.
Yep.
I can't even deal with it.
It's ridiculous. So Luke and Hannah go to talk. And he's still.
Oh, yeah.
He's still going, you know, I still really care about you. And she basically says, so who is Sierra to you? She just jumps in.
Kudos to Hannah for kind of like, she doesn't beat around. What I like about Hannah is she doesn't do this passive aggressive bullshit.
Yeah, she wants to get stuff out there. Even though, she's stealing it, it does come off as a little, her feelings come off as a little high school because she feels so strongly about it.
Yes.
And I'm sure she'd probably say that if she saw it.
I agree.
But.
She asks, what is Sierra to you? And he's like, well, she's someone from my past. And she's like, is there a reason you didn't tell me about it? And he does, this is what guys say a lot about women. They're like, well, I don't want you to assume things. It's men making up women's minds for them because they think that women's minds are so fragile.
Or he thinks their emotional state is so fragile.
Their emotional. So what if you just told them what was going on?
But that's avoidance. That's like kicking it down the road.
And because a lot of men do
hurt
this.
Them, then you feel bad about hurting them.
Luke keeps saying, but we have an awesome friendship. I love our friendship.
Y'all, and that should have been to Hannah. That should have been the white flag of friend zone.
This is where Hannah, you can tell, likes him too hard because if she did, if it was just, she would have been like, got it. Got it. Point made. You don't need to spell this out for me. Instead, she digs in her heels and she tells Paige that night, she's like, it's a stab in the heart. He made out with three of the girls in the house. This is not going to end well.
Right. Which and then she's right.
She's right. And then, so she's going to follow up that conversation, but kind of, there's not a lot more that, but basically there's a tornado warning, which I don't know if they know, but a tornado warning means there's a tornado over your head and you need to fucking take cover. Meanwhile, Kyle and Amanda are in the bed. I just said Amanda.
Amanda.
Oh my God. I'm starting to talk like Rodney. Kyle and Amanda.
Kyle and Amanda.
Kyle and Amanda.
Kyle and Amanda.
What if I start calling you Purdo?
I can't stop. People have been putting stuff Poodle. on our Patreon saying Pertz, P-U-R-R-N-T-Z.
My Purdo and Murder.
I need to tell my parents.
Really, guys.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
One of the most enjoyable things about this series is watching them make food and eat said food when they are wasted. I don't know why. No one is more vulnerable than when you are drunk and need to eat pizza or like pizza rolls or tacos or nachos or potato chips or McDonald's.
Wow. We just saw a picture. We just saw a picture, everybody.
But y'all, you know you've done it. If there's a camera on you, know that that is hysterical to watch. Drunk people eating.
It is.
I'm here and for it.
Also, watching them plan a dinner party was, this was like, this reminded me of in high school, like when the student council does like a thank you dinner for like the teachers or something like that. And they like prepare and no one knows what the fuck is going on. And usually the person that was put in charge is the person who doesn't need to be in charge, meaning y'all, Hannah doesn't need to be the chef of anything.
And there's always tears involved and they're yelling at people. I want to know, wait, I need to know. On a student council, did you cook for the teachers? That wasn't a thing for us.
Well, we had our speech dinner theater where all the speech we would cook for all the people attending the dinner theater. That was our fundraiser.
What a shitty fundraiser.
We would cook and then we'd serve them food and then we'd perform.
What it was it something like a pancake breakfast or like pasta? Something easy?
Hot dog soup. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Wasn't hot dog soup. No, we would usually serve like barbecue.
Yeah, because it's easy.
Barbecue, but you didn't make it. Beans and potato salad.
Did any of you make it?
No, we would buy the food from a caterer and then we would serve it. So it was good food, but we would get it from the caterer and then we'd serve the food.
So the whole point was that you were bringing the food to them?
Yeah, it was like where we were waiting on them. It was like a dinner theater. We did it in the cafetorium. We set up all the tables and everything.
And it was supposed to be for them, for you to perform for them?
Yeah, we would serve them food, and then we would perform for them. And they'd buy like a $20 ticket, and they'd have dinner and a show. What's wrong with that? This is not complex. This is very easy to understand.
I'm just trying to think who would actually buy a ticket to this.
Y'all, come at me, because I bet a lot of you have done this in your schools. Apparently, Poodle went to an arts high school where they all just looked at each other and smoked cigarettes and called teachers by their first names.
It was
already
catered.
I just read you for your school.
It was you're right, and it was noted. I hate people who call teachers by the first names. The food, you didn't make the food.
Well, we prepared it. They would bring the cater. We would heat up the barbecue
in the microwave.
No. We'd heat it up in the ovens. We had the potato salad. We would heat up the baked beans.
Because all that kind of food, buying a ticket for.
They were buying it. It was a fundraiser for a program, for an arts program that was not funded because all the money went to the fucking football program. And then 3 years later, we won state, the superintendent got rid of the theater program to give it to the fucking failing football team. Are you happy now?
I'm saying that's a tragedy.
You killed our speech program, and I hope you feel good about it.
I'm saying
because it's people like you who don't support high school arts.
I do support high schoolers.
You know what?
I'm saying you should have done more. You should have cooked for them. You should have actually cooked for them.
We made cobbler.
What I'm saying is you didn't do anything and they gave you money. So you should
they got a mail. What I'm saying is that you never need to have children and fundraise anything at a school because you clearly
I hate it. I just want to give them money.
Are so delusional about this and
I don't
have no idea how it works.
I don't need to see some kind of vanity production.
I can't wait for so many parents to come at you that have actually literally crying at midnight, putting fucking baked beans together for their kids' fucking art program.
Saying that's the fallacy of it all. It's ridiculous that you're taking pride in this and you did almost nothing. And you need to accept that you were basically given $20 as a vanity thing.
The problem is that in the South where I'm from, people only give money to the sports programs.
No, and
I'm saying they will give them money, outright money. But for arts programs, for the band, we had to do things where people felt like our band had to put on a whole fucking carnival just to raise money because no one feels it's important enough where I'm from to just give money to the arts.
But I'm saying me too. I'm saying you didn't do shit. A carnival is interesting. I would say a carnival is different.
I think the dinner theater was very interesting. I take umbrage to this. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm saying
about.
If you would have made pasta for them, now, that's
pasta
a different
is
thing.
Basic and stupid. You
but
literally
you
don't know what you're
all.
Talking about.
You didn't cook at all. You served food.
We didn't say dinner theater. We cooked your meal.
I'm saying... I would not have wanted to pay if I knew.
You need to never have children. All the parents would hate you. Hate you.
My students loved me.
The parents of the other students would hate you.
So let's talk about Hannah going to Sierra's room and saying, knock, 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 can I come in? And it's, you know she needs to spill that tea.
Shut the door, bitch.
And she's like, shut the door. And I was like, so... Basically, she's like, have you, I need to talk to you. I need to tell you that, like, Luke is really into you. Do you know that? It's like she's trying to be her friend, but really her frenemy. It's that exact thing.
It is. And it feels a little disingenuous.
Well, we've been talked to. She's like, that's funny. I've never heard of you before right now. So it's like, whatever. Yeah. Never heard of you before.
It's like, well, I heard about you. Talked about you a lot.
And so Hannah's losing her mind, and then they kind of get on the same page, and
Sierra even says he painted the picture that he wanted something more, that you wanted something more than he did.
And which if he would have slept with you, you would have given you the wrong idea. And she's like, oh my God, we were so dating.
Now here's the deal. I think Luke's, what he's saying is probably true. I think she was more into him than he was into her.
I agree.
But instead of just telling Hannah that, that's what he did, all this passive, well, you can meet my family and all this kind of shit, and told her what she wanted to hear and then ghosted her.
I agree. So anyway, they say, she's like, this is all lies. He was fully dating me last summer. And I think that is an overestimation. So
it is.
The next thing, you guys, they are...
It's Kyle's birthday.
Birthday. And they are making him a meal, unlike what you didn't do for your teachers.
No. I won't stand for this.
So, because, you know, they would, Kyle and Amanda would probably think, big deal. They ordered food in and they served it to us. Big deal.
No. Y'all. Poodle hates the arts. He just wants to give money to sports programs. He is one of those horrible people that is feel self-righteous that we need to placate ourselves for him as artists, okay, and just make him feel so
special.
That is
absolutely not what I want.
That is exactly
I'm just
it.
Saying, I'm just saying. You're patting yourself on the back for nothing.
I never pat myself on the back for that. I'm just saying.
We did a dinner theater for them. We served them.
You're acting like an entitled fat cat.
I'm saying to put a plate of barbecue.
Poodle wants to smoke a cigar while you suck his dick, and then he'll give you money.
Yeah, and I throw dollars on dollars.
Can we
on them.
Move on? I hated this episode, and I'm done with it. And I've got to go get my father dinner. I'm over it.
You know why? I think I made you realize you didn't do a lot in those dinner theaters.
No, you just made me realize that you're gross. It's not about me.
I just want people to work for the charity.
Yeah, that's the worst type of people you want involved in charities. The worst. As someone who started a nonprofit, the worst.
So Hannah,
they're cooking this food. Paige is the hostess. It's cute. They're doing this fun thing.
I rolled my eyes at this, but then I think it's cute because it's cute because this is what they can do for COVID. Basically, y'all, everyone's doing their own thing. Yeah. None of them should be actors.
But it's
perfect because the two models are, of course, the servers, because they've definitely both been servers.
They've definitely both been servers. And then Carl, as a sommelier is, again...
Little tone deaf there.
Little
especially
tone
with
deaf.
Someone who's kind of dealing with sobriety.
But his pants are so tight, his ass looks amazing.
Oh, God.
God bless.
And yells the manager because what else are you going to get her to do?
What else are you going to get her to do? Hannah's in charge of food, but she's just drinking, y'all. So
yeah. So They're having a cute little dinner. They're all kind of, it's a cute idea. And at the end,
Amanda
of it,
and Kyle are in a good place. Yay.
And at the end, he like gets teary because it is such a sweet idea. Even I'm pretty much made of stone. And I thought this was really cute. If someone did this for me, I would totally blow them during dinner.
If someone bought you Long John Silvers with hush puppies, you would blow them in during dinner. You know,
that would be immediate.
God, I love hush puppies. Sure. So it is, you know, it is, you don't want to see COVID stuff because we're kind of sick of it, but it also is kind of, there's some, right now it's sweet. We'll see what this is like 5 weeks in when they're doing shit for each other in the house. We don't know. But the real kind of, the finale of this is basically Han after dinner. Han says, "Luke, can we talk?" And he's like, "I'm sure."
And Sierra, you come too.
And then, but the way she did this was Luke agreed to it. And then as they're walking by, she just kind of flippantly said, "Sierra, you can come too." And did you just see Luke's face like,
"Yeah,
fuck me.
Alert, danger, Will Robinson, danger."
So she starts into her spiel, and they're all three together, and basically she says, just jumps in, "So how many girls were you talking to last summer?" He's like, "Well, that's not really a question of blah, blah, you, friends."
But he said, "Not really that many, really." Yeah. So there was more than one, and there was more than two.
And then he says, and she's like, she's like, "Well, Hannah, you need to know, we never dated." And that, y'all... If you're trying to reason with someone who thinks you dated, never say we never dated, because that's going to make them go, "Wah, wah, wah, wah."
Yep. Yep. And she kind of follows with, "How many girls did you tell that to?" And he's like, "I wasn't trying to play you." And Sierra basically said, "You know, so you were talking to me about things that you wanted to rekindle things last summer." And he told her that too. And that's where Hannah's like, "Who did you all tell this to?" And Hannah says, and I don't know if this is true. Hannah says, "What do you think, Poodle?" When she said, "I just wanted to have fun with you." I don't believe that.
No, that's already deflecting. But she does say, "You know, well, I guess I was wasting my time with you. You know, forget about it." And he goes, "Wasting your time. Watch what you say." Because everyone responds to threats well.
That's a way to piss off a narcissist, is to tell them you wasted your time with them.
Yeah. So
Sierra's just like, "What the fuck?"
Over there, like, "Y'all,
I haven't had dessert yet."
You could not drive a 10-penny nail into her ass. She is just, that's some other Poodle expression. Couldn't get a 10-penny nail into my ass. Gah. I don't know what a 10-penny nail is.
Very, very small, small, small nails that you put on the tin, like, never mind.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
So Hannah starts to cry, and basically she was saying, "You called me every single day."
And what he's like, "But that? We were just friends. That's what friends do."
And he's like, "You rubbed it in my face." And then she finally says, "Just leave me alone. Leave Brittany alone. Leave Hannah alone."
Alone. And then that's the end of the episode. And then we'll see. People need to get involved next week. I need to see some more involvement in the house. I need a house fight over this.
Yeah.
They didn't show it, though, so I'm a little disappointed.
Everyone was looking around trying to listen. Like everyone was like background actors in some type of confessional scene.
This is usually when I'm not paying attention and I try to talk and you go,
yeah,
and shush me.
I think that's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. Summer house, and the people are easy.
I wish Carl was easy in my way.
Dicks are jumping. Y'all, that's not going to be the theme song. No. Y'all, now I kind of want it to be.
I kind of want it to be too. Now that you sung it, that would I have a feeling that would alienate most of our viewers.
That's true.
Go to our website, realitygaypodcast.com. Find us on Instagram at realitygaypodcast.
Okay. You always say reality singular gay. It's Reality Gaze.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Reality Gaze Podcast.
You don't even know what our
Reality Gaze Podcast. RealityGazePodcast.com. Reality Gaze.
Go to RealityGazePodcast.com. And go, yes, and go the Instagram. It's Reality Gaze Podcast. And the Twitter is Reality Gaze Pod. Y'all, also, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes Podcast. We appreciate it so much.
Y'all, join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We do have fun in there. We've been having a lot of fun in there. Like, I love those bitches. And you all, we love y'all. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you. We appreciate it.
What is our sign-off?
We never had one for this, but
Summer House.
Y'all, thank you for joining us for Summer House.
I know. What do people write in their yearbooks? K-I-T.
Yearbooks.
K-I-T. Have a good summer. What do they say? What do people sign your yearbooks? You would say K-I-T.
This is riveting.
It was like K-I-T. And what was, there was another acronym. Love you like a brother. K-I-T-L-A. A-L-A-V K-I-T-L-A-L-A-V L-A-L-A-S I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's end it.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.